Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
This meeting is being live streamed. Hello and welcome to the Talking Yanks pregame show. I am BBD. That is the lovely Dan Canobio, my friend.
Yo,
I think I can say that.
I'm
happy to say that.
We are friends.
We
are your friends. Good movie.
Friends, and the Yankees have won two in a row. They go for a series sweep tonight. That would be cool. But they've won the series. That's cool. Dan, tell the people how you are doing, because not only am I curious, but I also need to now tweet this link.
I'm doing well. I just had a rotisserie chicken, which led me to think that rotisserie chickens are amazing. I'm going to start getting them more often. I'm doing well. Yankees are playing great ball. Last night was another nice laugher. That kind of wasn't, but kind of was. Judge going deep, bullpen being very, very good, being the best bullpen in baseball, if you go by the ERA. We saw a lot of good things. I mean, the Yankees are clicking. IKF is the story right now. It's an amazing story. I'll touch on that a little bit more, but things are good in Yankee land as we head into a final, go for a sweep, and then we head to LA, which should be a really fun series. We have our Talking Yanks event Saturday night, the Taylor Mail. So things are well. Things are great in Yankee land right now. They've quickly cleaned up that little mess they had last week when they lost, what, three straight, and now they have won four straight.
That, yeah.
So we're good, babe. We're good.
We are good. Have you caught up on the latest news? Some guys might be joining the party for the Talking Yanks live event.
Giancarlo Stanton's coming to the party?
Stanton might be at the party on the TV playing in the game.
Well, who's coming to the party?
I don't know who's going to be at the party. Our wonderful audience.
Nice.
Still a couple tickets left, so go find one. Go find one of those.
Last I looked, there were eight left.
Eight left. So we are really getting down to the wire. Check it out. Stanton's coming back. Donaldson will be back, which, okay, maybe some people have mixed feelings on him at the party. I'm interested in seeing him at the party. And Tommy Canley also seems to be on the way back, joining them, the three of them on a flight together, I think, right now to LA.
That's cool. Like, I feel like usually you wait for that homestand to come back for, but LA, good place to meet up with the squad, good place to come back to. Canley played there. You know, Stanton's from there. Donaldson, not from there, but I'm sure wants to be in LA. Doesn't want to be in Somerset anymore.
He's been bouncing between Somerset and Scranton for a couple weeks now. So
sure, pretty cool landing spot for the boys. So yeah, Yankees are getting healthier. Bader goes down, but that's just being a Yankee fan. Is just one goes down, one goes up. Very quickly before we get into our what to watch and everything, Zandino the Great yesterday was dropping some donations in the chat for every damn it that I said. Thank you, Zandino.
We love Zandino. Appreciate that.
Yeah, I'm trying to not say damn it as much. I just said it twice.
Let's do more. You were at the LA event last year where we met Zandino, right?
Yes, great guy. Awesome, dude.
He was such a source of joy for me. I love that guy. I love all our guys. Every guy I've met.
A lot of good peeps in the chat, so let's go.
While we're here, Feo mentioning the Red Solo Cup. It is just water in here. My family's always been a Red Solo Cups or what's by the water cooler guy, company.
Is that a family Red Solo plastic cup? Because they make like porcelain ones that are like pretty cool.
Yeah, I think, do we have, are the ones we have that are like reusable?
Yes,
are those porcelain, those office. Are those, right?
Yeah, you can put those in the dishwasher. Shout out Christina Connor.
Shout out Christina Connor. Maybe she's
first time she's ever been shouted out on Talking Yanks.
Yeah, should be shouted out more often. She likes the Yanks. I think she listens.
Yeah, she's our office manager. She does a great job.
She does a great, great job. Josh Donaldson's from Florida. I looked into it. Not from
he
LA.
Is. He has Florida energy.
Yeah, I didn't want to be like rude, but like that immediately, like that tracks.
Florida. I was in Orlando last weekend. He looks like he could be from Orlando, like tattooed on his arm, Orlando, like with spaced out. Fading
born in Pensacola.
Oh,
which I got to get a little better at Florida geography. I do.
Pensacola is near, it's northern Florida. That's where Roy Jones Jr., one of the greatest fighters to ever lace up a pair of gloves, is from.
Went to Auburn. Oh, he went to Faith Academy in Mobile, Alabama. So he grew up in Alabama? Grew up in Florida? That's interesting.
Florida-Bama line? Is that even a line? Florida-Georgia line?
Florida-Bama Shore? Is that a show they tried to start up?
All and then some.
I'm optimistic for him. Good defender. And if he can hit like league average, that tracks. I do want to do some more guessing on who goes away. Seems like
I think it's Bowers.
Franchi, Bowers, Oswaldo. I like the main candidates.
Yeah, unfortunately.
So I guess it'll be two. It'll be two position players. Probably Franchi and Oswaldo then. It would be my guess.
Yeah.
They seem like they're not going to try to preserve Franchi. So I think I'm of the mindset right now that Bowers survives.
He might. It's they have a lot of outfielders right now. Yeah, and they're getting another outfielder back. So you the outfield is pretty set. And then you add IKF, a hot IKF to the outfield. I feel like he has to be in the lineup like every
fully
night
in the
now.
Mix. And he's in the lineup tonight behind Clark Schmidt.
Yeah, let's see the lineup.
Let's check out the lineup. Would you like to read it aloud?
I would.
Because
yesterday I didn't read it good, so I want to do better. Batting first, playing second, Gleyber Torres. Number 99, Aaron Judge will be DHing tonight in batting second. Batting third, Goody Bang Bang Calhoun. Check out, we have a very funny short on Willie and how he has banged ever since Boone said he was going to bang. Batting fourth, playing third, DJ LeMahieu. Batting fifth, your favorite Yankee, IKF, roaming center field, batting fifth. I love that. Batting sixth, Jake Bowers playing first. Shortstop is Anthony Volpe. Higashioka behind the dish, batting eighth. And in the nine hole is Greg Allen, who went deep yesterday, and he is playing right field. Good lineup. Pretty much the same lineup as last night, except they put in Higashioka where Trevino was.
Yeah, get some subbing out with the catcher spot and a couple position shifts. Greg Allen in right, Higgy or IKF in center, somewhat of note, I suppose. They've just been having IKF in the corner outfield a lot. Going to be our first look at Willie Calhoun in left field, so that's a half fake. What to watch for, I guess. Left field in T-Mobile Park. I guess it's the smaller of the two. It's the less weird shape, I think. So.
Yep.
I guess I wonder why it is. They're gonna hide Willie in favorable corner outfields, I think. Yankee Stadium right field, for instance. Fenway Park left field is another example.
Put Willie in Fenway Park right field and let him roam the pesky corner.
I'd be straight up like just very surprised if this
they don't do that.
This is gonna be the biggest corner outfield I think we see him play.
That is a sneaky good what to watch for.
And if they hadn't won the series already, I don't know if they'd do this. But he's banging. He's banging.
The whole lineup is banging. We faced during our stream today on Super Mega Baseball 4, I FaceTimed Justin Shackle, and he was resting his voice, as any good broadcaster would do. And I was like, yeah, that makes sense. You need to rest your voice because the Yankees are scoring an insane amount of runs. And he's been on the call and on the radio side of things, 48 runs in the last like four or five games. So,
yeah.
Shackle's getting worked.
They've been giving him work. It's one thing when like if the other team scores a bunch, I don't think he has to get like amped up for that.
Some guys do.
Like there's a little bit, but like he's got to get like yelling.
Inflection, all those home runs, Judge home run, robbing home runs, nice plays in the field.
The Yankees are like doing a lot of good stuff, man. And Shackle has been along for the ride for the last 2 weeks. He's been the guy.
Another what to watch for me is a guy that's also doing it right now. It's IKF. He is the story of the team right now. Four singles last night, five RBIs. I think I picked him in the homer draft. I brought this up to you in the office today. Jimmy shot it down. Four singles should equal a one home run. I don't know. I put it out there. I know I'm the new guy here. But nonetheless, IKF, this is how you win over New York Yankee fans, IKF. You put your head down. No excuses. Say, I just want to win. Come out, play any position. Learn the outfield. No excuses. Said that already. Go out and hit the ball. Play hard. Be humble. You are now a fan favorite, and you're going to be hopefully part of this team for a few more years. I can't believe I'm saying that, but I think he's a perfect role player.
I do love him in this role. I don't have enough. It's hard to say enough nice things about him right now. And even more credit to him. I think he would have done all this last year. If he given the opportunity to have a less pressured situation, like if they had just like second half given the job to Peraza and let IKF settle into this like rover utility role, I think IKF would have more or less immediately thrived there. It might have been a little bit of a harder adjustment with it going from starting shortstop to a utility guy, but I'm straight up, I'm very proud of him.
Yeah, he even said it himself, like, I'm at ease now. Like, last year was hard on me, or he pretty much alluded to last year being really tough, and like the guys know that it's like a load off my back and I'm like at ease and I feel like I'm playing good baseball and like he changed his swing around. Guys doing everything he can to win. Yeah, he looks awesome. You know, he's hitting the ball hard. He's like, I'm just looking to drive the ball. Where last year he said he's looking to slap it. And if you watched Yankee baseball last year, he was slappy. He was slapping the ball and, you know, not a lot of hard hit baseballs for IKF. So shout out to IKF. He's doing it. And I walked past one of our graphic designers today. Sarah Tepper does a great job. And I saw some IKF on her screen. I was like, wow, this is how far the guy's come. Like, that's how you know you made it in Yankee Land. That's how you know you made it in Yankee Land. When you might end up on a shirt, you might end up on a graphic. So shout out IKF. He is
somehow right now. Somehow his savant for this year, he hasn't quite played enough for like all the metrics to pop up as bubbles. I could like go find what his average exit velocities are and stuff and see, but I like looking at the quick bubbles and they're not up to date right now. So that's tough. Savant, please get on that. And I think it's time for us to discuss the pitching path to victory.
Let's path.
Getting out ahead of it. They've won the series. Clark Schmidt is on the mound. And I think especially with Canely coming back tomorrow, Weber's been used. I am going to go ahead and say Matt Crook is going to trail Clark Schmidt tonight. I know that's not necessarily the path to victory stuff, but that is how the Yankees do business stuff. Use a guy before you're going to lose a guy. I think we see Matt Crook. Having him follow up Clark, I think, makes some sense. You get some different looks left, right. So it seems like a chance to go like Clark for. I feel weird going into it and not planning on five. So let's say five and then two from Crook, maybe even more, but let's pencil him in for two. We haven't seen Jimmy Cordero yet this series, so I've got him for one, and we haven't seen Wandy yet, so Wandy to pitch the last inning.
Yeah, I like that a lot. Clark has last two starts, 10 innings pitch, 3 earned runs, 10 Ks. Build on that. Turn a corner. Give us five tonight. Bullpen is a little taxed, and then we have a big series coming up with Dodgers. Yeah, I agree. Like, Crook's getting in tonight. Cordero's getting in tonight. Holmes hasn't thrown since Sunday. He could potentially close it out. Wandy's
if we find ourselves in a safe spot with righties coming up, Clay will get the ninth.
It's interesting to see how they handle this game bullpen wise. With the Dodger series, there is an off day Monday, but we'll see the philosophy they use. I don't think we'll see any of the top guys, but even the bottom of the Yankees bullpen has been really good. They have a 2.90 ERA. Yankees bullpen's the best in Major League Baseball. No other team has even a 3 ERA. So I'm confident with the arms.
Far and away the best. I like him.
I like it a lot. So let's see a nice start from Clark. Maybe he's six. Push it to six. Five, six.
Give me six.
I don't think he's
crookie for two. Let's do a quick Clark game log look.
Yeah, he had that one pretty bad. His last two have been good. The one before that, he gave up seven runs. It was like a weird.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot that game. On the whole, I wonder if I butter knifed that one out. How does the May look? I'm not going to do it this second, but I mean, on the whole, for a 4.32 ERA in May so far, like he's giving them a chance to win when he goes out there lately. So maybe that Tampa game notwithstanding, he finishes with seven there, but it's a 4.32 ERA, and if you're a FIP guy, it's a 3.05 FIP, so it indicates a little bit of pitching into some bad luck. Steve, so hey, keep that going, Clarky.
Steve is in the chat.
Steve is in the chat. Has Sales Steve been?
I was gonna say
office like, this week. I haven't seen him
in the office, but I see him in the chat. I was gonna shoot him a Slack today, be like, "Yo, where are you?" Maybe he's getting married. Maybe he's doing something like that. Maybe he just took a vacation. Zoe's on vacation. A couple guys
Zoe's on vacation. Tracy is away. I think I haven't seen her this. No, I saw her yesterday. She was in the office today.
This is an all-time shout-out episode.
We're shouting out so many people in the office.
You get a shout-out. You get
shout
a
out Christina out. Again. Did it.
Shout it's out, done. Who's the intern that today was his last day? Matt. Shout out him. Shout out Matt. Matt Walkman. Shout out.
Like him a lot. He likes I Think You Should Leave. We were having a good chat about it today, and he didn't mention to me once that it's his last day.
Me neither.
Wasn't on my radar. What internship ends in May? What are we doing?
He was wearing a WrestleMania 7 shirt today. I was like, yo, sick shirt, man. What's your favorite WrestleMania? We had a great conversation, and then we went our separate ways. That might be the last time I ever see him.
Steve Hopefully will be not. In the office tomorrow.
Oh, yes, I won't be. I'll be at the warehouse.
I was about to say, I found out about an hour or 2 hours ago, I will be at the warehouse tomorrow as well.
Hell yeah.
Because we are recording this series recap from the warehouse. That's all I'm going there for.
But, well, you're not going to get a few hacks in?
Oh, I'll probably take a couple hacks. You show
you
up.
You want to see my new pitch tomorrow?
I'd love to see your new pitch.
Yeah, I'm working.
I'll
on
stand in.
I'm working on a new pitch.
Give you an easy out before Jack Doyle takes a look. I assume Jack. Great. Zoe being out this week's been tough. It was his birthday yesterday. Happy birthday, Zoe. Nice. We all realized that because I knew it was his birthday yesterday. Swear to freaking God. And I didn't text him because like, oh well, I'm gonna just see him tomorrow. I'll give him like a huge hug. And he wasn't in today. And Sam said, no, he's like out all week. He's like home, like taking a week off. And I got really upset. So I texted him.
I didn't even know it was his birthday.
I said, like, I don't want you to think I'm a bad friend. I remember people's birthdays. If I did a birthday with you, I remember it. And he was at the office on his birthday last year.
He posted a dump. Nobody likes you when you're 23. It was like a subtle way to say it's my birthday without saying it's my birthday.
Yes, I noticed that as well, but
I liked it. I commented it, and I didn't say happy birthday though.
Ooh, good question, Julia Bloom in the chat. 9 a.m. or 10 a.m. Once again, I don't actually 100% know. I think we are currently aiming for a split in the middle there, 9:30. I believe 9:30 is the new aim time. I know crew is arriving at the warehouse at 11 for like what's being filmed. So that gives us a cushion. So
Steve, my favorite WrestleMania was Shawn Michaels versus Bret Hart Iron Man match. I think it was WrestleMania 12.
Wow.
Good one.
I am pretty good at birthdays. Once I've done a birthday with you, I've got that kind of locked.
Nice.
Like if we've done a birthday together, I've got it. Sam's was last week.
I saw that. Yep. Sam's was. Shout out, Sam.
Shout out, Sam. More shout outs. Fantastic. Okay. I guess it's time for the second half of the show.
And
we didn't forget something, right? Homer draft. It's the Homer draft.
I got one last night.
You got on the board last night. We are tied 2-2. So we need an odd number of homers to happen tonight among our picks so we can declare a winner. Because who likes a tie? As much as I love kissing your sister, I do not like ties.
They say that in boxing. A draw is like kissing your sister.
Yes, I don't have a sister.
The guy I met in the park last week is into
that. He has some thoughts. I have so many follow-up questions for that guy. Because he said there was like we should have a conversation. I'm ready to hear his full take. Does he want sisters on the menu? I'm out on that.
I always have a follow-up when I'm on the street doing down on the street. That one I legitimately froze up and I had nothing. I shook his hand and I ran the other way.
Thank you. And you ran away. Steve's clowning in the chat. You have the first pick tonight. Unavailable for you to select are Willie Calhoun, Jake Bowers, IKF, and Aaron Judge. Everyone else on the board for you. I cannot select Judge, DJ, Glaber, or Willie.
Okay. Give me Volpe. I liked his home run last night. I like his little fist pump after. I think he gets into a groove. His power stroke has been there all year. Give me Volpe for pick one.
Volpe for pick one. Interested in some of that action. So that means I cannot take Volpe. Tough when we talked about your IKF pick and we were saying like, oh, Volpe, Greg Allen. Yeah. Those are kind of your other choices here.
And they both went deep.
They both go deep. I've already taken DJ.
Allen's home run was nice. I mean, that guy, I'm happy he's a Yankee again. I mean, obviously it came at the expense of Aaron Hicks, and Hicks is now with the Orioles, but Allen is so good. He's a perfect bench guy, fourth outfielder, speedster. He's such a I got upset when they got rid of him and they like would stop playing him down the stretch. What was that, 2021? He was great. Happy he's back.
Trying to take some stock in what the H my options even are. Glaber's off the board, Judge is off the board, Willie's off the board, DJ's off the board. 1-4 can't take. I can't take Volpe. Jake Bowers.
Damn it.
He was unavailable to you anyway.
Yeah.
And then
he's going deep tonight. Book it.
I'm saying. Do I hit the IKF button? Because we're in love. Give me Higgy.
Damn it. I was going to pick him. So who's unavailable to me now?
Unavailable to you. You can go Glaber. Yeah.
I'll go Glaber. Glaber, shoot one in right center. He's swinging a hot bat.
There's a good two hits each game this series so far.
He's red
huge.
Hot.
He's red hot.
His power stroke isn't exactly there, but he's doing what you need. He's going the opposite field, right center. Glaber is when he's at his best. Perfect leadoff guy right now. But tonight he finds that stroke and he hits a long home run where Jeff Nelson says, wow.
Wow.
That's it.
That's the homer draft. Says. We're That's tied 2-2. I have Bowers and Higgy. You have Volpe and Glaber. Middle infield. Area close to my heart. That brings us to the over-under.
I've been really off on these this whole series. Clark.
7.5 game one. The over hit. Obviously. 7 yesterday, the over hit.
But Yankees have been handling the overs themselves.
Yeah, they've been getting there on their own.
I have a feeling tonight the Yankees don't go for an outburst. I have a pitch, some not a pitcher's 3-2. I'm looking at a 4-2 game, 4-1. So I'm pretty sure the over under is gonna be 7 again.
It's 7.5. 7.5. I'm in a ride the over until they punish me kind of mindset with this team right now. They've been scoring a ton, and let's just be honest. Clark on the bump, as much as I did just compliment him about how he's given them a chance, I don't have a shutout appearance necessarily in the cards, and that's okay. We do have Matt Crook coming in for an MLB debut on our PPTV, which I said I wouldn't say anymore. But we have that in our plans. So it's hard for me not to continue with the over right now. I know George Kirby's good. The Yankees haven't really gotten a taste of him, which is tough. But I am going to ride the overs.
I'm going to take an under. I'm going to stick with my 4-1. Someone's winning 4-1 tonight.
Let's just do a quick look and see if George Kirby's faced the Yankees.
I don't think he has.
He hasn't. He has faced Franchi Cordero twice, and Franchi is 0-2 against him. George Kirby is my brother's like doppelganger.
I met your brother at the warehouse.
You did. He I hadn't known he's a tall cat. It sucks.
Yeah.
He got literally all the height.
Yes, I have a tall brother.
I was wondering if one of your brothers is tall, or if you guys like got like, or you guys just look like four of the same person.
There's like, I'm the shortest of all the Kenobi boys. There's four of us.
The one that I had, have I met two of your brothers now? I know the one that I like, one that I went to the game with was like,
oh yeah, you met Nick.
Tier.
Yeah. I think he's taller than me. Barely.
He's got, yeah, but same neighborhood.
Yeah.
But yeah, I posted a picture from like when I went on vacation this winter, and somebody said like, you want a vacation with George Kirby? You guys went to Jamaica together?
That's a shout out.
And I frankly had not checked out what George Kirby looks like, and I see it. I've seen my brother in a baseball uniform before and that's kind of what it looked like.
Wow.
So everyone follow me on Instagram if you want to go see that picture of
go find
me and
it.
My brother where he looks kind of like George Kirby. And that brings us to the final segment of the show.
I'm going to be touching my head when you said it.
It's time for a premonition. I think I stumbled into mine early in this show. I think we just, as much as I've enjoyed Willie Calhoun of late, I think we get a weird misplay in the outfield. You know, fans of this show recall when he was playing right field in Minnesota, and I mentioned the weird right field wall, and I premoed that ICAF was going to have to come over and feel the ball that rolls off that and past Willie Calhoun. I don't have that specific a premonition, but there's a misplay. I think I'm seeing it as a ball probably to his right, like so towards the left field line that like, I know we've been watching a lot of Jake Bowers out there and he hasn't been catching those either, but he's also not really a left fielder, and like a left fielder should come down with it is what we're going to say. He'll get kind of caught between.
Okay. That's good. I mean, I want to see any chances that he gets Calhoun tonight and left. I'm very intrigued by that. I do need the orb, Fayo, and Zandino with a great line here.
Time for the premonition. Good.
Hot and fresh out the kitchen. I'm really looking at my kitchen. I'm looking at a rotisserie chicken. Right
I'm
now.
Looking at my kitchen.
So this is how we live in New York City. Our kitchens are also our living rooms. I think that Clark comebacker, line drive comebacker, he snags it. Self-defense almost.
Sort of like the last play of the Super Mega Baseball tournament today.
Oh, God. Wow. What a tournament.
Crazy play. So I saw that same ball kill Jerry Blevins today. And,
did. Joe's
and
Jerry
it sounds
Blevins.
Like it happened again in the stream, maybe. I heard somebody else say that they saw that happen to him twice. I saw it the once.
That's
the first thing I saw when I woke up this morning was a text from Joe's of him killing Jerry Blevins.
His reaction was like, he was legitimately
I'm
sad.
I'm sorry.
I think Joe's has a hard time differentiating like video games in real life.
I wish life came with checkpoints. This is the thing he says a lot.
Shout out Noah.
I've sneaky not seen them in like a week and a half or so.
I thought I heard them today, and it was just like screams from the stream.
Yes.
They do. They come and go. The McFly kids.
You can go 2 weeks seeing him every day, 2 weeks not seeing him at all. Maybe if we get Joe's on pregame show next week, might be a big kids in the office week.
So I have not done a show with Joe's yet. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, it was I've been meaning to poke you two and see if we can get that pairing together.
I'm down. Joe's is my guy.
One checked off. We'll bump Joe's about it over the weekend. Everybody enjoy the game tonight. Let's root for the Yankees to sweep. We're all Yankee fans here. And if you're a Mariners fan, one, go comment something nice that you learned about the Yankees by watching this. And two, like, why are you here? Yanks pregame show. Love you all. Enjoy the game. Go Yankees. Subscribe if you haven't. All those things. Go watch some other video we've done. Games in an hour. Enjoy.
See you Saturday at the party.
See you Saturday at the party. Buy a ticket if you want.
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.